It's Alistair Burns, and I'm here with Barbara Stevens, who's the Chief Executive of Dementia UK. Barbara, we're here at a fantastic Admiral Nurse meeting in Leeds. Could you tell me what the role of Dementia UK is?
Dementia UK seeks to improve the quality of life for all people affected by dementia, and we do this in a number of ways. Significantly, Admiral nurses contribute to fulfilling this objective by their clinical role in supporting families affected by dementia and in their consultancy role, where they offer practice support for professionals and other organisations involved in dementia care.
And what, as someone involved in the Admiral Nurse Service and with Dementia UK, what from your point of view are the biggest challenges that we have in dementia in the UK at the moment?
Well, there are many challenges, but I think one significant challenge is getting proper recognition for supporting family carers. They are the backbone to our health and social care system. Without carers, the system would fail, it would collapse.
Right.
And although there are initiatives and increasing commitment to supporting carers, it's not joined up, it's not sufficiently well delivered. And so we need a much more robust support system for family carers.
And what would the components be? I guess people might say we need more money, we need more resources. What kind of other support systems do you think are important in that?
Well, family carers have consistently asked for continuity across the whole dementia journey. This is a message we've been hearing for many years. And whilst there are and have been attempts to fulfil this, The system is still very fragmented. Family carers feel they have to retell their story many times over to multiple professionals. So some kind of primary care-driven approach which enables family carers to feel there is a named individual that they can turn to that pulls together services and enables them to turn to get support when they need it would make a huge difference.
And the importance of that being one person, so someone doesn't have a choice of three or four and isn't sure in a crisis where to turn to, the importance of having one person who may sometimes act as a person to signpost to other services. Would you say that was important?
I think this is based on forming a relationship with someone early on in the experience of dementia. And so there is a trusted person who knows the family, who understands the issues, and who is there when needed. So it isn't all the time, every week. It's as and when that support is required.
Barbara, that's great. Thank you very much indeed.